Hello, witches. Welcome to episode 19 of Witch Talk. My name is Brie. I'm a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of June 24th to June 30th, 2024. I am feeling extra comfy right now. I'm recording in my bed. I'm not in the studio. I don't have headphones on. I'm kind of just going with the vibes. I hope everyone had a good summer solstice and full moon and are feeling all of the Cancer season vibes. When I think of Cancer and Cancer season, I think of the specific image of Regina George fake crying in the principal's office when she frames the other plastics for the burn book. That is just such major slick Cancer energy, but she's not a Cancer, she's a Gemini. Anyway, remember, this is the last week to get the love and sex readings discounted before it goes back to its regular price. Transit and timing readings are going to be discounted until I say so, so you'll have that. And remember to send in your stories and questions for the cosmic counseling series I'll be doing on here soon. I've got some really great ones. People have gotten messy. People have asked for advice. Some people have had genuine astrology questions. So I've had a lot of fun looking through them. But remember, I literally can't do the series if people don't send in responses. So link for that is in the show notes of this episode. We have a decent week this week. A few ups, a few downs. When is there not? But Saturn starts its retrograde in Pisces this week. And as a Pisces rising, I just can't with that. And I won't, even though I have no choice. So let's get into it and talk about the week ahead. It's pretty quiet Monday and Tuesday. The moon will be in Aquarius. And then the morning of Wednesday, June 26th at 10:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Venus is making a square to the North Node. Now, as we know from last episode, Venus just entered Cancer and the North Node is in Aries and the North Node is also in retrograde right now. Now, with the square aspect, we have Cancer and Aries in conflicting elements. Water looks for emotional depth and stability, while fire wants action and independence. So there's definitely friction here. It's an aspect that creates tension between the desire to maintain emotional comfort and the need to pursue personal growth and new opportunities. I can also see this manifesting in the way of challenges in relationships. Venus in Cancer focuses on creating a stable, loving environment, and the square to the North Node in Aries can create challenges in relationships. It really pushes people to address and confront issues related to independence and emotional attachment. Venus in Cancer wants to keep things comfortable and harmonious, but the North Node in Aries pretty much demands stepping out of your comfort zone to face challenges and look for new experiences. So that can really manifest as a feeling of being torn between staying in familiar emotional territory and venturing into new, potentially uncomfortable growth areas. Expect a day where you might feel a pull between your emotional needs and your desire for personal growth. You might wake up feeling a little unsettled in your relationships in this first half of the day. Relationships might face some strain. There could be a need to address unresolved issues or rethink the direction of important relationships, which honestly sets you up really nicely for later on in the afternoon because we have Mercury making a trine to Saturn at 2:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Mercury is in Cancer right now, as we discussed last week, and Mercury is not particularly strong or weak in Cancer, but Cancer is ruled by the moon, making Mercury more emotionally and intuitively focused. In Cancer, Mercury communicates with emotion and sensitivity. It favors thoughtful, introspective conversations, and the decisions that are made with Mercury in Cancer are usually more protective and emotional and family-oriented. Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn and Aquarius, and when it's in Pisces, Saturn is an immutable water sign, which can be extremely challenging because it's almost forced to combine Saturn's need for structure with Pisces' fluidity and emotionality. Also, this week, any Saturn stuff is important because it's about to retrograde in a few days. And when Saturn or any planet really is about to go retrograde, its energy is intensified. It's a time that calls for reevaluation, introspection, and reworking some of the current structures in your life. So these two are forming a trine, which is good. A trine is a harmonious aspect that can mean easy flow and cooperation between the planets involved. It generally brings positive, smooth energy, allowing the planets to support each other effectively. And Cancer and Pisces share the same element, which really enhances emotional and intuitive connections in Mercury and Saturn. And Mercury and Saturn in these signs promote emotional clarity, intuitive insights, and the ability to communicate complex, deep-seated feelings more effectively. Mercury in Cancer brings a focus on emotionally resonant communication, I think, while Saturn in Pisces is going to add a layer of depth and wisdom and a sense of duty to these conversations. So I think you can expect clear, thoughtful communication that respects boundaries and emotional needs. This would be a good time to have serious discussions about feelings, responsibilities, and long-term plans, specifically in relationships. But you can expect a day where conversations are more meaningful, more compassionate, and more practical. It's a good time for resolving misunderstandings or talking about important issues with a focus on long-term implications and emotional well-being. With Saturn about to go retrograde, there definitely will be a heightened sense of reflection this week. People might be more contemplative. They're going to be thinking deeply about their past decisions, about their current emotional states and future aspirations. So I really think Wednesday will be a good day to reflect on what you need emotionally in the long run and set goals or create plans that honor those needs and take into consideration your own personal boundaries and how you can respect them. Moving on to Friday,
June 28th
at 1:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury is forming a square to Chiron. Chiron is in Aries right now, by the way. And with this, you can expect heightened emotional sensitivity and the potential for misunderstandings, especially around topics that touch on personal wounds and identity issues. This is kind of a walking on eggshells kind of day. Chiron, although not considered in traditional rulership frameworks, symbolizes wounds, healing, transformation, trauma. I really like to talk about Chiron, so I will, even though if you listened to last week's episode, you know what I'm up to in terms of practicing traditional astrology and stuff. But this aspect can bring up painful memories or issues related to how someone expresses themselves and how someone communicates their needs and their identity. It's very touchy, so it can lead to confrontations about past trauma and the need for healing through open dialogue. It might also just show up in the way of people struggling to express their vulnerabilities, or you might experience miscommunications that trigger old emotional wounds. And then just a few minutes later at 1:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day, Neptune makes an opposition to Lilith. And I can't remember the last time I talked about Lilith on here, but guess what? Today I am, because not only is Neptune going retrograde next week, but Lilith changes signs this week. So lots of action with these two. Now, Neptune in Pisces emphasizes intuition, compassion, dreams, and this tendency towards idealism or escapism. Its energy is very mystical. And usually what we see here is that there's a lot of blurring when it comes to blurring boundaries between reality and fantasy. And when Neptune is about to go retrograde, its energies turn inward, putting an emphasis on introspection and spiritual reassessment, and this deepened sense of inner reflection. It calls for the reevaluation of dreams that you have, the illusions that you have, and your spiritual beliefs. And then Lilith, which is not a planet, but instead an astrological point, can symbolize the darker, more primal aspects of femininity and independence. It deals with themes of rejection and empowerment and the shadow self. That's why when people talk about Lilith in astrology, on TikTok at least, they're also always like, do you want to channel your divine feminine and be a seductive dark queen? It's kind of that vibe. Hope you guys know what I'm talking about, or else that's awkward. But Lilith is in Virgo right now, and Lilith in Virgo puts a focus on critical analysis, independence and day-to-day routines, and a focus on purity and perfectionism. If someone has this placement natally, it can also bring out issues related to control, criticism, and the shadow aspects of service and duty. But as Lilith is also about to enter Libra this week, which is ruled by Venus, themes of relationships, balance, and aesthetics will start to become more prominent. So those two are opposing each other, and an opposition is different from a square. It brings attention in a different kind of way. An opposition is a challenging aspect that creates tension between opposing forces or perspectives, but it desperately wants balance and integration. It usually brings conflicts that require finding a middle ground. So this opposition can create a conflict between the desire to escape into dreams and the need to face harsh realities and details. And it's kind of the aspect that might bring hidden fears and subconscious issues to the surface, especially related to personal flaws or your own independence and the need for perfection. You might feel a tendency to either avoid or overanalyze these issues on Friday. Friday, we have this square and opposition, so it's a harder day, but it's not too bad. I just personally wouldn't be picking or engaging in any fights or arguments with people. Moving on to Saturday, June 29th, Saturn goes retrograde in Pisces, which I know y'all want to hear about. But before that, Venus in Cancer forms a sextile to Mars in Taurus very early in the morning at 12:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's nice. I love these kind of sextiles. Cancer and Taurus are complementary elements. Water nurtures and supports Earth, creating this synergy that fosters growth, emotional stability, and grounding. And the sextile is a really harmonious blend of emotional and physical desires. It enhances the ability to express love and affection in tangible, supportive ways. The sextile supports stability and passion in relationships. It encourages a balance between emotional intimacy and physical connection. It creates a sense of security and mutual support. Relationships might experience a boost in harmony and satisfaction, with both emotional and physical needs being met in a balanced and fulfilling way. And there might be more of an appreciation for beauty and creativity and sensual pleasure. You might be drawn to doing some more enjoyable and fulfilling activities that really stimulate both the emotions and the senses, if you know what I mean. This is a day where I would cook a nice meal, take a nice bath, do some yoga, move my body. It's a great start to the day, really. And then at 3:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturn stations retrograde in Pisces until November. Now, Saturn has been in Pisces since 2023. This isn't its first retrograde in Pisces, so we'll definitely be seeing themes from around last summer, last year, circle back. Everything is always a cycle and a circle in astrology, and themes are always recycled and taught and applied in different ways. The retrograde motion for Saturn in Pisces intensifies the need to reassess and refine boundaries, especially in areas related to emotional and spiritual health. You might need to address any unresolved issues you have regarding personal space and responsibilities and emotional commitments. And with this retrograde, there's an opportunity to gain better clarity on where boundaries have been too loose or too rigid. It's a time to implement more effective boundaries that support your long-term well-being. You might start noticing that you need to make even more adjustments to your long-term goals, even if you've been doing that, particularly those that pertain to your spiritual growth and emotional fulfillment. It's kind of a fine-tuning process when it comes to your goals and to better align your evolving values. And I really want you guys to focus on ensuring that your goals are not only aspirational, but also sustainable and practical. This retrograde provides an opportunity to address any lingering issues that were not fully resolved during the first retrograde, and it might just be a time for you to revisit old wounds, unresolved conflicts, or neglected responsibilities. The retrograde shows up in different ways, though. So let's say Saturn is transiting through your first house, Pisces risings. You can expect a strong focus on introspection regarding your identity and how you present yourself to the world. You might feel a need to redefine who you are and reevaluate your personal goals and aspirations. You can expect challenges in areas related to self-image and confidence. There might be a need to address insecurities and work on building a stronger sense of self for you, and it'll be an opportunity to establish a more authentic identity. If Saturn is moving through your sixth house, that's going to be Libra risings. You might feel a need to reevaluate your health habits and your daily routines, you know, focusing on creating a more balanced and sustainable lifestyle for yourself. You could be reassessing your work environment and your approach to your daily responsibilities and service, and challenges could come up in maintaining your health or managing daily routines effectively, and you might have to make some necessary changes and improvements. And then final aspect of the week is Mercury in Cancer forming a sextile to Uranus in Taurus at 10:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 29th as well. This is buzzing energy. This is what having a big openness to new ideas and new ways of thinking feels like. This aspect is flexibility in your mental and emotional approaches, and it allows for the integration of innovative solutions into everyday life. There is an increased ability to understand and communicate emotions in a way that is both intuitive and innovative, which can help improve your relationships and enhance your ability to connect with other people on a deeper level. And you might also experience breakthroughs in areas that require creative thinking or moments of sudden clarity and emotional insight throughout the day. So thank you, witches. That is all I have for you this week. Next week, we have a lot of stuff going on, so just prep for that emotionally, physically, whatever you need to do. And I hope everyone is having a good start to their summer. Bye!